Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are broadcasting live from one of our favorite spots, Metro Bottle Guys, Marietta Boulevard. Mike, right here, you kind of said West Midtown.
Yeah.
As we described the location. But, guys, you can't miss it. I literally came the opposite way, 285. You can come that way or you can come from town. We're going to be out here until 6 o'clock today. It is all about Duck Club Bourbon. They are out here. They're going to do a tasting. We're going to be talking about them a lot today because they're right here as you walk into the door. And you already had a tasting, Mike. You already had a chance to test this bourbon.
I had a tasting, and it tastes great. I'm here to say this is Duck Club. Duck Club Bourbon is great, man. Old buddy of mine. Remember when he was doing the cognac? That's our boy was hooking up when Hugh Douglas had the cognac deal.
Yeah, man.
Amongst other deals. Amanda knows his spirits, but they've got two really great flavors. One is 92 proof, and what's the other one? 110, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's like...
Get your palate ready.
Some serious rocket fuel, but it's smooth. That's the thing. It's
it
a really smooth, delicious bourbon. So we encourage everybody to come on by and get a taste over here at Metro Bottle.
What I love is the price point. Being a bourbon enthusiast as I am, bourbons can be very expensive. Some of them, even the expensive ones, sometimes they're not what you expect. And then you get a lesser expensive one, and they end up being great. The price point on this is... excuse me, really good. So come on out and hang out with this man. We're out here at Metro Bottle. We got a lot to chop up. Dave Archer's going to stop by, Falcons analyst, and we're also going to get a chance to talk to Connor Riley from Dog Nation as the Dogs gear up for their matchup against Ole Miss. Today, Day-Day is back, and I'm sure we'll hear about his trip. He went out west and all the things that went down with him over the weekend as he was out yesterday. Big O back at the studio keeping us on. Mike, as we get ready for these holiday festivities,
yeah.
And we want you to come out again. Purchase whatever you might need for your parties. With New Year's coming up, this is a great place to do that at Metro Bottle. Guys, we got to start with the Falcons in the news today, Mike. We did it on our pre-show. It's called Behind the Curtain. And, look, I think the frustrating thing for a lot of Falcon fans is we probably should have more Pro Bowlers, right? Probably should have more guys that we're talking about being honored in this way.
If Drake doesn't have the injury and miss the time, Drake was on pace, I mean, conservatively, 1,300 yards, maybe more. That's being conservative. You know, it's funny. I saw some guys, man, some of you Pitts fans, if we're all Pitts fans, we want to see the guy do well. But it was too little too late for Pitts to make the Pro Bowl. I mean, now, statistically, he's right there behind the guy that we shut down last week, Trey McBride of the Cardinals. But, unfortunately, you know, for guys that are coming up in this league, he's had 5 years to earn his rep. He was a Pro Bowler as a rookie. And then the rest of the league says, this guy's not that guy. Whether it's inconsistency or all the things we've talked about, you get the Pro Bowl on a lot of rep from your peers. So that's what the peers have to say about Kyle Pitts. Take it or leave it.
I'm with you. I mean, like, you can't expect to get recognized at the end of the season, even if you're balling out. Well,
guys recognize his freakish athletic skill as a rookie. Yeah. That's what shows you. And that just, if anything, Carl, it just further compounds the level of aggravation we have about how, you know, the potential and how sometimes he just hasn't lived up to it.
No doubt. Falcons obviously getting ready for their big Monday night matchup against the Rams, guys. And we are going to be down at Signia, the Signia Hotel, where we broadcast occasionally with the Monday or Thursday night games. Mike and I will be on next Monday from 2 to 4, just a precursor to give you a heads up, and we'll tell you more about it. But as we lead into that Monday night game, there are still lots of questions that we've been talking about. And it's so funny because Dede today on our pre-show was like, man, I'm torn. I don't know what I want to do. And I think, Mike, do you feel like Falcon fans are 50-50 right now, or do you think it's 90-10?
I think the folks that call in are passionate, but I mean, just from where everyone I ran into, put it this way, unscientific poll of Falcon fans at the Lufthansa terminal in Frankfurt, changing planes from Berlin.
Yes, that's coming off of a loss.
That was 100% fire everybody.
I believe it.
Now, again, the guys in my section, at least in the 15 people that I'm friends with in the rows around me and immediate, it's majority. They all want him gone. A lot of folks, like, I mean, I'm looking at selling my tickets for Monday night. I mean, I just keeping it real, man. I'm frustrated with this team. I'm sick and tired of these Decembers, you know, six of the last eight. I mean, last year we took it to the limit, but even Falcon fans thought, come on, you know, the Bucs would have had to lose to the Saints that game. Remember that one?
Yes.
It's just we have a December, which is, let's be honest, it's irrelevant. I mean, yes, you're a fan, you root. It's fun to watch them beat Arizona. Hey, it's certainly fun, Carl, to watch Bijan put on a show. But this team lost it for me back in October, November.
Is it more frustrating to see some of the coaches who were in the same cycle, hiring cycle as Raheem Morris have success? Is that more frustrating?
The guys, ironically, some of those guys we didn't hire. You know, the was it McDonald with the Seahawks comes to mind as a dude who's really got it dialed in. I think it's actually this last year what guys have done in 1 year as opposed to what Raheem has not done in two. You know, when you look at what Liam Cohen has done in Jacksonville, I think we've spoken a lot about Ben Johnson. Now, look, we interviewed Ben Johnson. He thought he could go back and win a Super Bowl with Detroit last year. He has completely resurrected that Bears program. Now, granted, they put some money into it. They added some pieces. But he's got Caleb Williams functioning like a star, and that's coaching, man. That's having a real great offensive mind. And Zach may be that guy with somebody else, but with a rookie young quarterback, I don't think he can develop Panix Jr.
Yeah, it's really a big question, guys. Again, broadcasting live at Metro Bottle here on a Tuesday, getting ready for Christmas and Christmas Eve. Obviously, tomorrow we are back on the air at 2 o'clock as well. Come on out and join us. People are literally walking in going, what's this Duck Club? Duck Club Bourbon, and you can take some right as you walk into the door here at Metro Bottle. As we get ready for another Hawks game tonight, we're going to spend some time talking about the Hawks today. Hawks getting a chance to, is it redeem themselves, I guess? They get a chance, another shot at the Bulls tonight, 7:30.
Well, there's a D in redemption, but there's no D in their defense.
You're right, and it starts with the D. It doesn't start with another letter.
We didn't play defense.
I will say, you didn't play defense the other night. We'll see what they do tonight. We'll get into that. Also last night, Mike, speaking of coaching, this job that Shanahan has done this year is absolutely insane. And I know most of you don't pay attention to what's going on with the 49ers, but you talk about decimated with stars being off the field.
Right.
Robert Saleh came in there, turned the defense around, and basically took average dudes – right? Average guys. And that happened even in our game against them.
But Bethune came in against us and literally looked like Mike Singletary. You know, remember, think about that. They lost their best linebacker, and the next man up basically had a Hall of Fame type night. So that, again, that's coaching. Saleh, after his time with the Jets, he may be right back in another coaching cycle. Speaking of coaching cycles,
he's done a hell of a job. Right. He's done a hell of a job. But last night, the 49ers beat the Colts. Look, did I watch a little bit of this? Yes, because I wanted to see old ass Philip Rivers and how he was going to look.
They were tied. It was good early.
It was,
and it was fun. And reality then set in. He did dap up the guy that gave him the pick six. But just to see the fact that, and so much has been made about the younger generation of quarterbacks and why they take so long to develop, and maybe that'll be the same with Penix, is offensive coordinators are too scared to press them. Guys just have to have results, so they're being very conservative. Veterans see the field. Veterans can diagnose things. It's something that Tom Brady's spoken about, Drew Brees talked about, Kurt Warner's talked about. You know, it's something that, you know, good teams are – you're seeing, look what we just mentioned, Liam Cohen. Look what they're getting out of Trevor Lawrence. It's like he's a new player, right?
It is.
I mean, are we going to be able to do that? You know, with Penix Jr. at some point? I don't know. But good for Philip Rivers. Unfortunately, I feel bad for Colts fans because they were the number one seed in the AFC when we played them.
Oh, yeah.
In Berlin, it's all been downhill.
Yeah. Daniel Jones gets hurt, unfortunately, which is going to have an effect on his career because he was a one and done and was about to get paid. And now, you know, he's coming off of an Achilles, and you're like, oh, here we go. Yeah. But last night, 49ers went 48-27. Brock Purdy was really good, 295, five touchdowns. Speaking of coaching, you know I'm not a big believer in Purdy, but I am a huge believer in Shanahan.
Right.
And everywhere Shanahan has been, quarterbacking has been great.
Purdy was great last night.
Chris McCaffrey, 21 carries, 117 yards. George Kittle had a big night. And so the 49ers, I mentioned this at the end of the show yesterday, they can clinch the number one overall seed if they win out. So they needed that game last night. They got two more. If they do, I think Kyle Shanahan's the coach of the year. I just do. With what Seattle's done, with what the Rams have done, his injuries and what they've had to overcome. And remember, he won games with Mac Jones this year when they needed to.
I mean, if you're the number two seed in the AFC, I mean, again, coach of the year for me, I think Liam Cohen's is certainly in that mix. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you're taking for granted, Carl, when you've been around as long as Shanahan.
No doubt.
That's why, like, a guy like Snicker, I always thought, should have won the manager of the year they just sneak in the playoffs in 2024, but they gave it to the Brewers.
Yeah, because he was doing such a hell of a job. Right. Hey, man, 404-726-0929. You can always hit us up. Find Mike on social media, Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that is going on. Real quick, while we're talking about the Hawks, I just saw this, Mike. The NBA is eyeing new ways to combat tanking. Is that an issue? Are teams tanking? Now, I know the Mavs did it a couple of years ago.
Well, and it worked. It worked to their advantage.
It did.
Would you rather be blown out in the first round, or would you rather try to go set yourself up for a transformative piece? I mean, look, the NBA product, it's they have to do, they cook up the silly in-season thing to get guys to play.
Don't tell Steve Koonin that.
I mean, it's a crock. I mean, even Charles Barkley said when you're on vacation, this thing is stupid. But as far as, you know, avoiding a team tanking, I don't know. I mean, how do you put it in place? I thought the lottery is preventative enough. If the lottery was supposed to work, some of the Boston Celtics might still have Rick Pitino coaching them. So I think the lottery itself, the way it's structured, is a defense enough of tanking,
well,
against tanking.
They are increasing their focus on tanking, as this report talks about, and also gambling with the whole situation with Terry Rozier and obviously, you know, Damon Jones. They're changing some of the policies as far as gambling is concerned, and I think that was going to happen based on these arrests and indictments that went down. Either way, we'll see where that goes. We'll talk to Steve Koonin later in the week and talk to him about that, because that is interesting that this is something they want to focus on. Meanwhile, as we started the show talking about the Pro Bowl, the Pro Bowl's not the Pro Bowl, right? This is just an honor. This is just respect. And for us, Bijan Robinson, Chris Lindstrom, respect. I love the fact that they're being recognized, but we know guys are not going to be playing in Hawaii like they used to in the old days.
Right.
And there was something about playing in the Pro Bowl, and then you know guys went all out. Those days are long gone. But when you talk about the teams that dominated the Pro Bowl, Ravens, Broncos, 49ers, Seahawks, had six players each.
Yeah.
From their teams.
What does that tell you? I mean, that's the talent. That's, I mean, look, I think next year, I think we could have as many as five guys in the Pro Bowl.
I do too.
A healthy Drake London, Brandon Dorlus, and either Jalen Walker or James Pierce Jr.
Cowboys, Eagles, Lions, Chargers, they're sending five players each. And the quarterbacks, if you're wondering, Josh Allen, Drake May, wow. Justin Herbert. Drake May may be an all-pro.
Hey, Drake May, that dime he dropped in the Ravens.
Beautiful.
I mean,
beautiful.
That was a real, I know we say gut check, that was a gut check for them. But yeah, I mean, look, the Pro Bowl, the game itself is meaningless, but the honor, whether it's all-pro, that's the writers, or
that's,
Pro Bowl,
that's the big one.
There's a lot of bonuses on the line.
Sam Darnold, Dak Prescott, and Matthew Stafford, quarterbacks for the NFC.
Dak, so full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Congratulations to Bijan and our man, Chris Lindstrom. We're coming back. Daily Downloads on the way. He got into an argument with his coach. Look, I thought they should have got rid of this guy a long time ago. If you missed it, wait until you hear about it. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good to see you, Will. Stukes and Bell, we're out here at Metro Botto. Some of our listeners coming in, hanging out with us. Will just stopped by and was talking about the Hawks. And he's a big Hawks fan, Mike.
Yeah, we're just in agreement. You know, I mean, Quinn Snyder, let's see some genius juice, man.
Yes, sir.
Let's figure this out. Let's play some defense and see how, you know, we start to, you know, implement Trey in this half court. He was asking me about Porzingis. I said, I think that ship has sailed. I think this illness thing related to the heart condition is just going to make him trade bait Carl at the deadline. I don't see any other option.
I don't either.
Anytime soon, unless he makes us wrong by getting on the floor.
Yeah, well, look, they're playing this like, oh, everybody in the league knows it's no big deal. It kept him out of the playoffs last year. I mean, like, I don't know the severity of it. I'm not a doctor, although sometimes I play one on the radio. I don't know what this means for his long-term viability and his health. But I will say this, Mike. When you start talking about guys being out at week for weeks at a time,
right?
That there's no reason to believe that he could play a couple of weeks, and then guess what? We get to the end of the season, and we need him, and then he's going to be out again.
I mean, look, it's load management. And, look, there's so many guys our age and younger are dealing with cardiovascular issues. I just had a stent, so I'm not going to poke at a guy who's got a problem with low blood pressure and stuff. That's a condition, but, I mean, you got to fix it.
Yeah.
You got to find a treatment that gets you on the floor, and then you're not giving me anything right now.
We'll talk more about the Hawks. They get the Bulls tonight, as we said, coming up. Also, the uncertainty of Michael Penix's return has a lot of people talking, not just here in Atlanta, but around the league as to what our options are going to be once this season is over. We got 2 weeks left, and I said this yesterday to Mike. I'll tell you guys who missed the show yesterday. Monday night's a big game. We're going to learn a lot about our coaching staff. We're going to learn a lot about these guys. For a season in which you're not playing for an opportunity to go to the playoffs and a team across the way that is playing for everything,
mm-hmm.
They're not going to lay down. And if you get rolled on Monday night, I think it's a more of an indictment of what you already believe with Raheem Morris.
Right.
If the team shows up, shows some heart, and all of a sudden competes, Mike, at the level in which we've seen them be this year when the better teams have come in here, including the Bills, then maybe it gives you a little bit of hope. Like, hey, this winning thing that we're seeing here at the end of the season may be something that I have to look at in my evaluation process. But I got to tell you, if they get rolled, Mike, this makes this decision a lot easier, not only for Falcon fans. I think ownership looks at that as well.
Right.
This is a big prove-it kind of moment for Raheem Morris, because we talk about, like, when the season's in the balance and you didn't do anything, and now you're playing for pride more than anything and you're playing for next year, but you're also showing us you know what you're doing.
Right. I mean, look, to me, win or lose against the Rams, it don't mean nothing to me. The five games when the season was on the line, which I go back to, when you lost to San Fran, Miami, New England, Indianapolis, and Carolina, that's where you lost the season. That's when guys asked me, what's your mean on for Zach Robinson? Let's take a look at the touchdowns from Kyle Pitts. 0-0-0-0-0. Okay? That's when he needs to be in the – and by the way, Drake played in those games. Okay, that's when Mooney was still kind of whatever he was. But you had Drake, and that's why don't you get your other playmakers involved? You know,
what a shame that's been this year.
This team does not maximize the talent. You know, I mean, that's my problem. You've got more talent. Carl, if you missed the end of the show, we said Carolina's going to win this division with less talent than we've got.
Ugh.
Period. By any metric.
So frustrating. Mike, I think you're right. But I do think if you're trying to save your job and you beat the Rams and you win the Saints game and you win off with four games to end the season, you can stand on that. How much? I don't know. Like, you guys keep asking, like, what's his going to be his reasoning? Mm-hmm. His reasoning is going to be, look how we finished the season. His reasoning is going to be, look at the guys and how they got better and the young guys. And he's going to try to sell that to Arthur Blank and anybody else that he needs to sell it to. But if you lose these last two games, I think it's a lot easier for you to go, well, this is kind of is what we thought it was.
Right.
And that's why I think it matters. But for some of you, it may not. For Raheem and a lot of guys on this team, it's a big deal.
Right. And we can go round and round about, you know, he deserves a third. Deserves got nothing to do with it, to paraphrase Clint Eastwood, you know, in The Unforgiven. I've seen where this is at. I've seen special teams go week after week after week and cost us games, and you never address it. We've already talked about it. Why can't you get your two best players on offense to coexist and actually, of course, both score touchdowns? They never figured that out. You know, the inability to sort of coalesce the run game with the pass game. You know, that's another part of the Zach Robinson. The predictability, which other announcers have said this team's too predictable. All parts of it. Maybe we're less predictable, but it took you too long to figure it out.
I do think they are, because they're able to do some more things with Kirk Cousins that they couldn't do
yes.
with our
previous
quarterback. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Metro Botto right here off of Marietta Boulevard. Come on out and hang out with us. We'll be here until 6. Big O, back at the studio. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Well, we were talking about all the guys that made the Pro Bowl. Bijan Robinson, Chris Lindstrom, two Falcons that have made the Pro Bowl. And Raheem was asked about coaching a special player like Bijan Robinson. Here's what he said about it.
It's pretty easy for me. You know, he's one of the easiest people to be around. He's one of the best people we know for both on the field and off the field. His character, you know, screams excellence. He is, you know, if you define the Falcon, he's exactly what you want everybody to be. All of those things. And I don't even know how close he is to the record. That's not something he talks to me about. That's not something we really talk about. He just talks about finding ways to help his team get wins. And, you know, obviously B is special, and he's special to all of us in multiple different ways, including on and off the field. And some of us, even in our personal life. So I just think he's an amazing human being to be around.
2,000 yards from scrimmage for Bijan Robinson, an incredible year. But, you know, has it been lost, Mike? Is it lost?
Yes, it is. It's a shame. It's you're wasting tremendous talent. You know, it's like all those years Walter Payton was just on terrible Bears teams. You know, basically Walter Payton played for like his 12 of his years were horrible Bears teams. You know, and Bobby Douglas at quarterback. Think about that. You know, and then eventually they finally put the defense together, and they obviously probably should have won more than one Super Bowl. But, yeah, Bijan is a tremendous talent, and we always – you know, go back to that draft, like, wow, we got Tyler Allgeier, we got 1,000-yard back. But Bijan's at another level, and we love Tyler, and I wish we could keep Tyler. Maybe they find a way. I doubt it. I think he can make more money somewhere else. But that's a great, great player. And Chris Lindstrom is everything, Carl. It's almost like you take him for granted because he's what you thought he was coming out of Boston College. Offensive line factory, and he's been plug and play.
Yeah, man. Look, the O-line and the way this thing has been built, obviously Jake's been here long term. I think they've done a really good job with that. And this line should be better when you get some of these pieces back next year. It should be a better offensive line. Meanwhile, last night we mentioned it. 49ers beat the Colts 48-27. Let's hear from Kyle Shanahan because he was talking about his quarterback. We talking about my quarterback.
Yeah, he did awesome, man. Played really well. Got on him for a couple he missed. But it was pretty close to perfect game. So he did a hell of a job.
Five touchdowns for Purdy, 25-34, and he did throw a pick, but look, it didn't matter. Mike said it. Phillip Rivers, it seemed like it was going to be one of those moments that we'd be talking about for a long time in the NFL, the way that game started, and he gets off and throws a touchdown, and you're like, man, and I didn't know if that was the rib protector he had on or was it his belly. I wasn't sure what was going on there last night with Phillip.
Well, I mean, he's got a dad bod.
You know, he does.
I mean, old man Rivers. I mean, look, imagine taking a 44-year-old guy who's playing, like, L.A. Fitness rec league basketball.
He's going to have a belly.
He's going to have a bit of a joey,
man. He's
going
to have a belly, yeah.
You know, I mean, like, Patrick Mahomes has got a belly.
It's true.
Dad bod, you know?
I commend him, man. He's playing, and he said, look, we're not out of this. They're trying to win. They're going to see if they can make something of this. Meanwhile, speaking of Phillip Rivers, here's what he said about being back in the NFL.
This is the National Football League, and you've all dreamed of playing in this game as a kid. And if someone asked you again, you know, would you play if y'all were going to be 4-2 and 14 like some of these teams are? If you had two games left, heck yeah. What do you mean we get to play an NFL football game again? So, I those are the two simplest routes to take. But it's first and foremost our job to go seek and do the work we've been asked to do. And we've come up short. But what we've been asked to do is give our best effort. And so that's what has to be done, these next few days of preparation, which on a short week with Christmas on Thursday and then a division opponent that's on fire right now. So we'll have to bounce back in a hurry.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting. I'm curious to see how they finish the season. But Mike's right. When we saw the Colts, It looked like they were going to win the AFC.
I mean, you're feeling so good about, the resurgence and the new career of Daniel Jones and Indiana Jones and all that stuff. And, yeah, man, he gets the injury. You're done. And you look at the playoff picture right now, you're looking up at the Texans and the Jaguars in your division. And we know that the Chargers are going to be the other wild card. So it just seems like it's an impossible road now for the Colts.
It does. It really does. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Daily Downloads brought to you by Akins Ford. Check out the year-end sales at AkinsFord.com. Let's talk about Kirby Smart, because we're going to talk to our man Connor Riley coming up at 4 o'clock as he will give us the insight from Dog Nation as to the Dogs getting ready. They still got a lot of time, guys. That game's January 1st, all right?
You realize that Lane Kiffin's got his staff going back and forth from Baton Rouge to Oxford, and that you've got to have – imagine, your offensive coordinator. Imagine you're Georgia and, Mike Bobo, he's in West Palm Beach. What? He's not with the Dogs? This is what Ole Miss has to deal with. I heard Brandon Adams talking about it with Andy Randy on the drive over here to Metro Bottle. That's not normal. In your bowl preparation?
I knew this because when they were given permission, this was part of the negotiation. When those guys didn't go with Lane originally and they were given permission to go back, part of this was Lane was like, well, wait a minute. We got to get our class together. We got to get our stuff together.
Right.
I don't know, Mike, how that affects a team, but you got to believe it will. You have to believe. Now, you're going to say these guys aren't together 24/7, and they're not. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like this is that time of year where you get the most continuity with your players on this run towards a
right.
national championship.
And it's also, in the big picture that nobody talks about is the extra 3 weeks of practice that the coaches love. But this is, you're already played a game. You had a glorified scrimmage against Tulane. But, yeah, as we said, imagine we heard that Mike Bobo, he's kind of there part-time. Yeah, Schumann, he's kind of coming in and out with the Georgia Bulldogs. Yeah, like Kirby would ever allow that to happen. Kirby, by the way, more great stuff about players and dedication and attitude and sort of preaching to you, like Saban, kind of preaching in his press conference about the commitment to playing in a place like Georgia as opposed to guys transferring out.
We'll let you hear Kirby talk about the importance of having that time off, because they've had some time and they're going to have a little bit more before they get ready for Ole Miss. By the way, that following Friday, which is January 2nd, Mike and I are working and we will be all over that game, win, lose, or draw. I think the Dogs are going to handle business. I told you guys a few weeks ago.
To the tune of 7.5?
Well, look, I think all of a sudden now things are just coming together for them, and Gunnar Stockton may be playing his best football. I'm like, I like their chances. But I'll tell you this, the Chambliss kid for Ole Miss,
right.
He's a playmaker, man. He's a playmaker. They didn't have answers for him in that first game.
Right.
And I think he's better.
I told you, we went back and looked at the play call, and they had 2 3-and-outs, all passes. Run the ball, man.
Hey, man, coming up, we're going to talk some more Falcons, including Michael Penix and the uncertainty surrounding him. A lot of people around the country are talking about it. We'll tell you what they're saying next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Wednesday night, joined Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation. Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're at Metro Bottle today, guys. A lot of folks coming in here. Mike, look at the line over there. I say a line. It's guys surrounding that table over there. Yes. Where the good bourbon is.
Duck Club Bourbon, man. It's special today. They got a tasting. They got two different tastes for you, two different proofs, and smooth as butter.
It is.
Just delish. So come on down, man. Sample the goods and go get your holiday cheer. If you're like me and you got your mother-in-law coming, you want to get her on a constant Pinot Noir IV drip. And so you can do that here for a great cost. I bought some great Pinot Noir for me. I mean, some really high-end stuff that I like, and she can't tell the difference. I got her some other really inexpensive but tasty grapes as well. They got the full spectrum here at Metro Bottle.
You're right. She probably can't tell the difference.
No.
You're right.
What is this the decoy? Yes, you drink that. That's good for you. I'm over here drinking the Bell Gloss. You take the decoy. That's good.
It's like when guys come over to my house and they're like, hey, man, where are all the cigars you be talking about? I'm like, oh, they're in this humidor right here.
No,
this is the humidor that you guys get to choose
that's
out
the
of.
Thing. Our Super Bowl party, we have a table because we have parties that just kind of pop up, Carl.
Yeah.
So the card table never comes down. So now Becky's kind of dressed it up with a little bunting and everything. So we've got all the liquor on that. But you're right. The high-end stuff goes in the bar.
No.
The bar in the great room. Don't break that out.
You're not going in my humidor, walking around there and be pulling out my $35, $50 cigars. You got right here. All right, man. We'll be here until 6, but Duck Club Bourbon is here. They have a 92 proof. They have a 110 proof. It's high brass. And they also, that one's aged 5 to 8 years. Kentucky Straight Bourbon. It's great for drinkers who prefer a richer, bolder pour. And that's something you can taste right here at Metro Bottle. Hey, man, the uncertainty of Michael Penix Jr. is real. I think sometimes because we're in the midst of this season, it's not over yet. Maybe some Falcon fans think we're taking shots. Mike, I've seen on social media where people have, you know, accused you of that when you've said and been critical. I don't know. I maybe not so much. I don't get it, but I will tell you I have the same worries and concerns that Mike does when it comes to Michael Penix and his return. I've said this, and, you know, people are asking me around the country, yo, when's he coming back? Guys, I don't think he's back until about 4 to 5 weeks into the season. And even with that, I think he's going to be somewhat limited, okay? He may not fully recover until November in the early December next year. So if I'm telling you that and you go, well, what's that mean for the playbook? Are we going to be limited? The answer is yes. And so when you talk about the uncertainty of what this could look like, it's not that Michael Penix won't ever be back. It's when will he be back to full strength that you can do all the things you want to do.
Right, and what are the circumstances he returns to? Is there a new offensive coordinator? Does a new general manager come in and maybe not feel so warm and fuzzy about Michael Penix Jr.? I mean, one thing for certain, you still got him relatively cheap for 2 more years.
That's right.
And an option for year 5. But you're not going to really have a feel for this. I don't even know what you're going to get out of the 2026 season, to your point about, like, Adrian Peterson came back in like 6 months because he's like an X-Man, you know, and Michael Penix Jr.'s already had some knee surgeries. You know, Tom Brady was year 9 when he blew his knee out. Same thing for Patrick Mahomes. And they obviously had a great team and a great organization around. But this guy's going to be now, there's 2 knee surgeries on 1 knee. This is the other one. All the issues he's dealt with, I'm not saying he can't do it, but right now the chips are kind of stacked against him. right? The odds are against Michael Penix Jr. Right now, it's more likely for him to be Justin Fields or Mitchell Trubisky than to become Drake May in the history of the last few years of how draft picks pan out.
Yeah, because...
Hope I'm wrong.
I do, too. Because of what you have to overcome. Here's the other part about this. And you can't be mad about this. If you didn't think the Penix pick was a smart pick or was a good pick or we shouldn't or should not have done it, here's the other part about this. The organization's got to protect itself, which means we got to go get another quarterback.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about an old dude, okay? We got to think about what if the worst-case scenario plays out. And therefore, you need to go get a young guy who's viable, who can play right mm-hmm. now. The problem, Mike, is everybody goes, all right, what's that going to cost? Well, guess what? Does that mean you're drafting a guy? Because if you're going to do that, I don't know if I'm doing that in the third round. Mike, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Or do you want to go get somebody that has experience that currently is in the league but fairly young and maybe underutilized? So this is something the organization, if they don't do this, guys, this offseason, they're cheating us.
And by the way, the same guys that are on my case about, you know, oh, you're not giving support to Michael Penix Jr., if we bring in Malik Willis, you'll forget about Michael Penix Jr. like first period French. Mm. Okay? Now, that's... Can kids still drop classes in high school like we used to, Carl? When your schedule came out. And that was not a class I wanted in the first period of the day. But the point I'm making is...
Now, who's paying attention in the first period?
Exactly. Miss Johnson was a knockout. She still comes to our reunions. Now she's, you know, married. But, yeah, it did keep my attention. Put it that way.
Yeah.
But bonjour.
Bonsoir. I don't think I checked in until about third period. That was me. Right before athletics. I'm just going to be honest with you because I had to be up for that.
I didn't have credits to graduate as a junior, so my senior year was AP classes, and you know, we had study hall around lunch. And so my high school was 5 minutes from the beach, so that was like somebody buried the keg in the ground the night before, and it was on, man.
That's crazy.
Come back to class, and you'd be at baseball practice, and a coach, I didn't know better. I think you guys were drunk. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, look, I didn't have.
Sorry, Day-Day. It was a different time. Day-Day, the first shake of the head by Day-Day happens at 2:45.
I didn't have that luxury, Mike. The beach was 5 minutes away from your high school.
5 minutes. If you had in a car, if your bicycle is about 20.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No, look, we were lucky to just maybe meet up at somebody's house if parents weren't home, I mean, before the break.
Right.
Which did happen. But I understand if the beach was 5 minutes away, how I would have been getting in there and getting it on as well. Right. Hey, man, what do you guys think? Seriously, is this a concern or you are not as concerned as we are about it? Because I get the sense there are people like, man, it's a knee injury, bro. It's 2025, 26. He's going to be fine. He'll be back. I get the sense that some of you just don't think this is a big deal. And my issue is mobility. We saw it with Kirk Cousins and this Achilles. Now, I know Kirk's, you know, 12 years older than right. Michael Penix, but the reality is this is still something that he's going to deal with because Mike said it. You guys don't – when you re-injure the same area of your body, for those who've never experienced this, you have swelling. You have things that pop up. Pains and aches that you go, well, that's unusual. Yeah, because you've already hurt that area of your body. You've gone in. They've done surgery. I don't care what technology says. This is coming from guys that I know they've had multiple knee surgeries, Mike, and they're like, dude, it ain't the same. I can play, but it's not the same.
And then you're going to be putting – look, we're not orthopedists who don't claim to be, but now he's going to be putting pressure on the knee that's already been worked on twice because the other knee is bad. Look, the thing about Michael Penix Jr., two things. Is he not being encouraged to run? Does he not want to run?
Well, what game was it where he ran and damn near saved the game?
And that's
for
the thing. I'll go back.
What game was that?
Was that the Buffalo game or was it the Redskins?
You remember that? Yeah. He ran for a couple first downs. Ran for the.
I was at Commanders game.
It was the overtime. Yeah. He ran a touchdown, and then I want to say he also tucked it maybe for a 2-point conversion. This was earlier in the season. You guys remember.
But he can run. But the thing is, so is Zach Robinson not encouraging him to run? Because Michael Penix Jr. had no qualms about getting in the bottom of a scrum against the Tennessee Titans.
No,
wasn't cared about his knee or his shoulder or anything else. So why aren't you encouraging him to use his athleticism? The game in Berlin, because I was sitting low, I got the best angle on it, there was yards and yards he could take. Is he being cowed into staying in the pocket? Or that's what I don't know. That's why I'm confused by Zach Robinson and how he approaches him.
Yeah.
I'm confused by your tactics.
404-726-0929. You can hit us up and let us know. Look, this is a real conversation, and unfortunately, Falcon fans, it's something we're going to have to hear all offseason. We just are. All the shows that you love to watch and that you enjoyed on a national level, I'm telling you right now, when they talk about Atlanta, it's going to be, one, whether the coaching situation is resolved, and if it is, and it should be, then two, what's happening with Michael Penix? Because everybody's wondering at what point does he come back and show us, Mike, that he can be the guy. And that's the issue.
The idea, my neighbor was asking me today, is why don't we just keep Kirk Cousins and pay him the money? I got a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
I said, you know, and he's probably, his agent is not going to be amenable to kind of moving some of that money around to help you out. I mean, you could try to restructure his deal, but, I mean, he's going to tell you to pound sand. He's not happy about how the whole situation played out before he got hurt.
Mike, that's a February question.
We asked Kirk, and that's how we answered it.
That's a March question. Right. Hey, man, we're live in Metro Votto. Coming up, we are going to talk to Dave Archer. Coming up next hour, as we mentioned, we'll ask Dave about this offense and how they're learning to win. This is funny, right? Ross said this to us a few weeks ago, and I was like, learn to win? We were 6-3 last year.
Don't tell me you're learning to win. It's December. Okay, you got two Pro Bowlers. I got a new defensive line that looks like rock stars. You know, I mean, this is why you guys yesterday, I said you got selective amnesia. No, he deserves another. No, he doesn't. He's had his chance, and he blew it.
Yeah. Falcons learning to win. It's something Rob was talking about. We'll ask Dave Archer about that coming up next hour. And also why he thinks Kirk Cousins is playing so well. Here's the part about this. Cousins is playing well enough where I think he's forcing them to have to ask him.
Yes.
He's forcing them to have to at least sit down and go, okay, what are you willing to take? How can we renegotiate this deal?
I had a guy hit me up on Twitter yesterday. I had a picture of Cousins. D-Led posted the picture of Cousins wearing that Christmas suit.
Yeah.
He had like the Christmas wrapping outfit.
He did.
And some guy goes, yeah, that's a quarterback for a team that's out of the playoffs. Well, so what does it have to do with his fun outfit for Christmas? See, people are just so miserable at this time of the
year. Having fun, man.
He's having fun, He's a loose dude. I just wish that we had things had played out a little bit differently, that the coaches were more proactive with the injury and sitting him, and then maybe Michael Penix bailed us out. Maybe Michael Penix would have struggled last year. But they mishandled that situation. I mean, we can't just see Kirk's got to go. You said it yourself last year. You can't depend on a player to say, yeah, coach, I'm hurt. A good stud athlete is not going to take himself out of a game.
Nobody does. Not guys that pride themselves on it. And then he owned it to us when he said, if you missed this interview 2 weeks ago now, Kirk said when he was in Washington, he had a coach. He said, I want to know what makes Eli Manning so good. And he was talking to him about, you know, the thing that people didn't know about Eli is he played hurt a lot. But he never talked about it. His teammates knew, but nobody really knew. And he said, I wanted to be one of those guys that had a lot of skins on the wall. It's just Kirk talking to Mike and I.
Right.
And then he said, you know, the thing about that is, you're trying to learn how to be that guy, and you want to be one of those dudes. I can't complain about being hurt and not being out there for my guys. That is how he viewed last year and what happened. Yes, he lied about it. Yes, he didn't do the right thing according to what we thought he should have done, which was take some time off and help the team. But it was how he was built. It was how he came up. And so when you explain that, Mike, and it's like, okay, I don't agree with it, but I understand where you're coming from.
And I asked him, I said, would it have been any different if it wasn't Michael Penix Jr., the, you know, the hot young stud first-round pick? He said, no. So I said, I mean, if you had like a garden variety backup that you could have just plugged in, he said that wasn't the case, to your point.
Yeah, man. 404-726-0929, hanging out at Metro Votto. 4 o'clock hour, 3 o'clock hour, should I say, is straight ahead. We will talk more about what's going on around the NFL. Hawks back in action tonight. We'll get to that as well. And, of course, more on the Dogs and Kirby Smart. We did not play that soundbite about the Dogs having some time off, but Kirby was talking about using the time off and like, you have time off, Mike, but do you use it in the right way?
And, again, Kirby taking shots at some guys. And, by the way, this is going to get a little ugly. We're going to ask Connor Riley about the kid who left for Missouri and the lawsuit and now a countersuit saying he did not honor his contract.
Yeah.
And, I like, some guys are going to, how are you going to sue a kid? Well, he's a pro now. You guys are semi-pros. The rules have changed. But Kirby basically saying, you know, guys are always talking about transfer. Why don't you talk about you getting better? What? Nobody wants to see that, Kirby. No, I know what he's saying, but yeah, that doesn't sell anything. No one's going to say, wow, Johnny Smith just said he had a great day of practice today. No one cares.
You know what's freaking me out about this college? Come on, Kirby. Come on. You know what's freaking me out about this? Every time now that I see something pop up, like I saw where South Carolina re-signed Lenore Sellers. And I'm like, no, he's already there. He's on scholarship. What are we talking about? Like this terminology we're using now. You are literally selling your own guys and then promoting, Mike, that you've re-signed your own free agents.
I mean, the idea that if you haven't seen the story, it's true. I mean, you've got Arch Manning restructuring his deal.
That's right.
In Texas to make more room for the other guys to come in and get paid.
Sounds familiar, right?
Yes. Now, granted, you can do that because you're a Manning. You asked me to do that. If I'm in a different tax bracket, hell no.
Hey, man, we are chilling out with Dug Club Bourbon. They're here hanging out when you walk into Metro Votto. Get a sample. Try it. I think you're going to like it, man. Price point's really cool, too. We're going to be here until 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock hour straight ahead. We'll talk to Dave Archer coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.